Blog Talk Radio.
Oops, had a little technical difficulty there, sorry. I am here. We are live. I had a problem with my phone. I apologize. And welcome to the show. This is Meeting Like Series for Children, and this is a show that is for children and the child at heart, of course. I am Marina Liaros-Naples, and I have created the Meeting Like Series, which is based off of a meditation CD. It has two different meditations on it, and teaching children about their inner selves. Now, on the CD and the meditations, children are welcome to the land of forgotten magic and simple knowledge where they encounter elves and rabbits, mind travel, and dreams. They are also guided by a rabbit who talks in rhyme and leads them through this forest of forgotten magic and simple knowledge. Here is where they'll meet their inner knowledge elf called Ike, who takes them through a healing rainbow and teaches them how to strengthen their inner selves. I was raised in a very unusual upbringing, and I was raised along with my sister and my brother by a woman by the name of Carol Ann Liaros. She is a professional psychic, and back in the 1960s, she built her career on psychic research and the practical application of ESP in everyday life. And I'll tell you, it really was unusual because in our home, we would have psychic researchers, scientists, nuns, hippies, eager volunteers, and others who were guests in our home on a regular basis. And there were also reporters for interviews, the FBI, and local police. So could you imagine coming home from school and finding the FBI sitting inside your living room? Well, that is what happened one day, and I'll tell you, that is quite a bit of a shock. Now, they were there because of a high-profile case that my mother was working on, and so that for a missing child, and that was quite a shock, but just to let you know about the upbringing background that I had, it led for some interesting times as a teenager as well, and sometimes uncomfortable, sometimes quite entertaining. So it was really quite a good, unusual upbringing. We were in interviews and photo shoots, and we were in scientific experiments and psychic and meditation groups. And this was back in the 60s when this stuff that is now become more everyday life for many people. This was a very unusual topic and lifestyle for people back then, and as you can imagine. We also learned to see auras and do energy healing. So we used crystals, candles, ancient symbols. We also helped her, my mother, when she was stuffing envelopes for mailings because we didn't have all of the electronic emailing and Facebook and other social media as you do today. So most everything was done through the mail and connecting on the phone. My mother had also started a project called Project Blind Awareness and Junior Project Blind Awareness, and that was teaching blind people how to sense color and also objects and locations of where furniture was located, and doing that by remote viewing and remote viewing, mind traveling. Those are some of the terms that are used going through meditation and being able to become more mobile. I tell you a little about this in the background of my mother is because it's really taken on as to where I'll be leading with these play shops and day camps that I'm offering. I have starting at age 5 and going up to 17 years old. And the information that I'm giving you here right now, just as the introductory, is stuff that will be covered during the upcoming shows, which will be 30 minutes long. I have to yet to work out a schedule and put everything together, but I'm hoping to have this show going on at least 2 to 4 times a week. And it, once again, just 30 minutes. And going ahead and offering at the end of each segment is a short guided meditation and or a gratuity meditation, teaching children how to do this. They can do it on their own. I'd like to do a couple nights during the week and the evening right before about bedtime so that children can tune in and they can do a short guided meditation with me and for relaxing and better sleep and better for better dream retaining. I did attend, I don't know how many people out there are familiar with the Edgar Cayce Foundation, the Association for Research and Enlightenment. I had attended that camp as a child, and then I was invited back during my 20s to bring my Meeting Ike series meditation and healing rainbow methods to the camp. I was a special guest instructor there at the camp, and that was a lot of fun. And the children learned a lot. They were very, very receptive to it. And what I've done with that lay dormant for quite a number of years after a while, but I revived it, and I have the CD with the 2 meditations. I have my Fun Signs, which is an astrological activity book for children, which teaches children the various personality aspects of each other, which really does foster more tolerance of one another. When you realize that people act a particular way, feel particular ways because of an astrological sign that is really an inherent part of themselves. The play shops and the day camps that I'll be offering, they are by age. I have 4 different groups, and the first one is Starseed, and that's for 5 to 7-year-olds. And then Star Child, those are for 8 to 10-year-olds. My Star Light Day Camps are for 11 to 13-year-olds. And my Star Guide Day Camp is for 14 to 17 years old. And right now, these are being offered over in the Western New York area. And but I hope to be able to take them out further. The first ones begin in May, and that is for the Star Seed and Star Child, which is the 5 to 7, 8 to 10-year-old. And then in July begins the Star Light, which is 11, 13-year-olds. And then in August, Star Guide is in August. And so those are on Saturdays, and then the older children, theirs is on Thursdays during the summertime. I do want to say that Meeting Ike, the Inner Knowledge Elf, the Forest of Forgotten Magic and Simple Knowledge, and all characters are creations of and owned by myself, Marina Leal Naples. I hope that you have enjoyed this first segment. Once again, I do apologize for the technical difficulties in the beginning. Not sure, I had a little problem with my phone there, and but obviously I got that all worked out, and I just want to make sure that you tune back in. You can check us out on Facebook, and you can do that, excuse me, under Meeting Ike Children's Shop Series. I can also be reached by voicemail, and you can hear the voice of my dog barking in the background. I apologize. But my the email is meeting-ike-series@earthlink.net. I hope that you'll join us back here again, and I look forward to seeing everyone here by voice, of course. And the shows after this will be geared toward the children and more, in child kid-friendly language, and really getting into things that they're going to be interested in a very fun, informative, playful way. And so that using these children in my own family and in with the children when I was a volunteer at the crisis center, as well as the foster children that I have, that these really are great tools. They're very effective, and children learn very easily. And all of the different formats that I have put together are a lot of fun. I enjoy them, and the children enjoy them. We teach them about auras and energy healing, and also their intuition development, organic gardening. They just learn a lot, but once again, all set in the child's format, and there will be segments that are geared toward the older kids that are into the teens and things. And also, once a month, what we'll be doing is I'll be holding a drawing, and that drawing is going to be is I will be bringing on one of the children into the Blog Talk Radio show here with me and any guests that I have to be on the show for 10 minutes. So it'll be a special guest right here on the show. Your information on that can be found here on my Blog Talk Radio show, as well as over on Facebook. Thank you.